I'm Marcela Sanchez with an AP News Minute. Republican Representative Elise Stefanik is running for governor of New York. She represents a solid red congressional district in upstate New York and has for months teased a run for governor, leveling heavy criticism at Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul and more recently toward Zoran Mamdani, the mayor-elect of New York City. Elon Musk, the world's richest man, was just handed a chance to become history's first trillionaire. Musk won a shareholder vote that would give the Tesla CEO stock worth $1 trillion if he hits certain performance targets over the next decade. The Federal Aviation Administration is forcing airlines to cut 10% of their flights. This is affecting 40 of the busiest airports across the U.S. and aims at reducing pressure on air traffic controllers during the ongoing government shutdown. France is mourning its stolen crown jewels as its uncomfortable colonial past returns to view.
The Louvre artifacts were French, but the gems were not. Their exotic routes to Paris run through the shadows of empire, an uncomfortable history that France, like other Western nations, has only begun to confront. Within hours of the theft, researchers sketched a likely colonial era map for the materials. Sapphires from Sri Lanka, diamonds from India and Brazil, pearls from the Persian Gulf, and Indian Ocean, and emeralds from Colombia. There is obviously no excuse for theft, says Emmeline C.H. Smith, a criminologist at the University of Glasgow who studies heritage crime. But many of these objects, she says, are entangled with violent, exploitative colonial histories. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Typhoon Kalmegi has hit Vietnam with fierce winds and torrential rains. At least 5 people have been killed. In the Philippines, where the storm left scores dead earlier in the week, survivors mourn their loved ones and brace for another typhoon. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. The Broncos earned their 7th straight win and NFL-leading 8th victory with a 10-7 triumph over the Raiders on Thursday Night Football. Denver coach Sean Payton.
We're a team sitting at 8 wins. I think we're the only team sitting there.
24-year-old Cowboys defensive end Marshawn Nealon was found dead of an apparent suicide after police say he evaded authorities in his vehicle and fled the scene of an accident on foot. Former NFL star Antonio Brown has been arrested on an attempted murder charge stemming from a shooting after a celebrity boxing event in Miami. Former NBA player and assistant Damon Jones has pleaded not guilty to selling injury secrets and profiting from rigged poker. And MLB, the Padres hired former reliever Craig Stammen as manager. Gethin Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.